Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Renee Grant Williams is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Renee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top communications experts in the galaxy. She's the voice coach to the stars, and also the author of Voice Power. And I'm the only person that she ever gave up on to try to help them improve their voice. And so we try to keep that quiet, though. Renee Grant Williams, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. And we don't talk about that failed attempt.
I know. You helped everybody in the world, but you couldn't help me. And I've never held that against
you. It makes you special.
Well, I am special. There's no question about how special I am. But I've never held that against you, Renee. I want you to know that. Hey, Renee, a lot of times people don't realize how the way they speak, the way they talk, the sound of their voice, that sort of thing, impacts their the way they communicate. Now, of course, I do, because my wife always tells me it's not what you said, it was how you said it.
So I get that. You have someone there to.
I know. I get that all the time. But when we're talking with people who, well, let's just start out by somebody who's looking for a job. They're going for an interview. Let's start out with the interviewee first. Talk to us about that.
You have to remember that a job interview is just another sales call.
Mm-hmm.
Only the merchandise happens to be you. And so all the normal ways you would prepare for a sales call is should be done with a job interview. And people respond best to people who are like themselves. So the more you can match yourself, your pace, mm-hmm. your energy to the energy and pace of the interviewer, the more comfortable the interviewer will be. Because
so you're saying a big part of a successful interview is paying attention?
Paying attention, and a big part of it is not saying anything. It's the things you let out unintentionally that will kill you. It's hard for people to answer a question and just stop.
Yeah. So are you saying that sometimes you can talk too much in an interview?
That's probably the biggest mistake in an interview.
Really?
If you're asked a question, answer the question. Think of it as if you're in a police drama. Answer the question.
But you want to be engaging. You want to be charming in an interview, don't you?
You want to be charming, but you don't want to give information that is not necessary to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. The trick, Renee, is to pull that off without seeming to be scripted.
Yes, you should be responsive, but not effusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but
resonant voice paves the way for a relationship.
Tell us about that.
Well, people listen longer to a person they enjoy and are more likely to welcome them or to open the door for them to come back.
Right.
So you have to engage your interviewer.
Right.
And use a calm, steady voice that doesn't betray your inner anxiety.
Sometimes, and that requires us to try to not be nervous, right? Because
nothing can help with that.
Because when the more nervous we are, the more our voice tends to go up, right?
It tends to rise like this.
Do ladies have a bigger issue with this than men?
I think perhaps because it's still a man's world. that the women who are in business are judged by almost the amount of manliness they have.
I wasn't going in that direction. I was thinking more the voice pitch thing, you know, because I just wondered about that. Is if you get excited, but go ahead with your man's world idea. I'm interested in that.
Well, it's not that that a woman should sound like a man, but it's thought that lower voices reflect greater authority,
right,
and greater control.
Mm-hmm.
And that high voices are the voices of children.
We do. Humans do take cues from what we see and what we hear, don't we?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you recommend that if someone has a voice that maybe doesn't quite command that kind of attention, that they should work on that? Can they actually change their voice?
Well, you're never going to take Lucy and make her very white. But you can ratchet it down a couple of notches.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Nashville, Tennessee, where the allergies are famous. And I don't know how people who don't know something about the voice manage it. I have allergies that beset me the whole fall.
Right. So let's get back to the interview, and what are some other things that we need to know about to connect our voice to the interview?
Well, I was going to tell you a story. My stepfather was an immigrant to the United States.
I've only got about 30 seconds. You want to hold the story?
Sure.
All right. Give us the website. Your
My
website.
MyVoiceCoach.com.
Who have you been working with lately? Can you say?
Well, two of them I can't say.
Okay. But you have
some... I've been working with a batch of newcomers that are great. And the ones who are greatest are the 14-year-old girls who write songs and play. And it's just amazing.
They're artists when they do that. These are some of your coaches, some of your students that you're coaching. She is the voice coach to the Stars voice. When we come back, I'm going to get Renee Grant Williams to talk to us about your side of the desk, being the interviewer. How does that work out? Why is your voice important for that? With that, and we'll let her tell the story that she was going to tell us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.